From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a focused look into stories from our radio newsrooms across the country. Today on Deadline is booking our ticket as we look ahead to what the summer travel season has in store. It didn't take long for travel to pick back up and return to pre-pandemic levels, but with the return of travel came several pain points, including reduced and overworked airline staff, extended times to get a passport, flight cancellations, and airline delay hell. But will the trends of the last two summers continue this year? It looks like the answer to that question is yes. According to a survey from The Vacationer, nearly 82% of Americans are planning on traveling this summer. That's equivalent to nearly 212 million adults. Of those travelers, more than 50% said they intend to fly to their destination. This falls in line with other reports and surveys that show an overwhelming majority of Americans are looking to get away this summer. The annual Summer Travel Index released by TripAdvisor found that 95% of respondents were planning on traveling as much or more than last summer, even with current economic strains. The report noted that more than a quarter of Americans say they're planning on spending $5,000 or more on their summer vacation. These signs make it look like we might be on track to break records. But could travel actually end up trending down as many people look to pinch pennies and save where they can? Lisa Farbstein, a spokesperson for the Transportation Security Administration, joined Odyssey in New York City to share more on this summer's travel predictions.
I think it's been about a year since we've talked. Let's talk about the summer travel season. And just a quick thing, it really does still get underway at Memorial Day, right? People don't try to get out of Dodge any sooner than that.
Actually, good morning. And we have actually started to see an uptick just last week. We had 2 days that hit in our top 10 of all time, and we expect to see an increase again. So nationwide, on a busy day, we'll see 2.7, 2.8 million people that we screen at airports all across the country. This year, for the first time ever, we expect to hit 3 million individuals screened at our checkpoints across the country, and we'll see how many of the days this upcoming summer that we actually break into the top 10. Again, just last week, 2 days broke into the top 10. Generally, we anticipate, generally, we anticipate a 6 to 8% volume increase this year across the country. Even at the airports here, locally in the New York region, just today, we're expecting more than 55,000 people to be screened at LaGuardia, about 100,000 people being screened at JFK, and in the 60,000 range at Newark Liberty.
Okay, so it sounds like some people are indeed maybe, leaving now and taking the week before Memorial Day off. Lucky them. Tell us a little bit, Lisa, what's going on here? Is it still this sort of post-pandemic itch to travel?
I think you're right there. I think what we're seeing, of course, is we're exceeding pre-pandemic levels. And I think that's it. We're seeing something in the neighborhood of 26,000 flights per day. 26,000 flights per day that are departing from the United States, either for domestic or international travel. And so we do encourage people to think about that in terms of the increased volume of travelers. And if we're screening a couple hundred thousand more per day than we are on an average day, just think that every one of them is in front of you. So that's why you want to get to the checkpoint early.
Yeah.
You're going to see some challenges around driving around airports just to get into your terminals. Your parking lots are going to take a little longer to find an available space. If you're checking a bag, be prepared to wait in line at your airline counter. And all that's before you even get to the checkpoint.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of time to enroll in the TSA PreCheck program.
I was just going to ask you about that because, Lisa, last year, a year ago, we urged everybody to go and do that. Are you seeing more people do it?
Absolutely. We expect actually to see us hit about 20 million TSA PreCheck enrollees in the next couple months, which is, of course, a milestone. But those lines move significantly faster because you don't have to take off your shoes, and it usually is the people who are just a little more practiced. Our wait time standards, which is our goal for PreCheck at a PreCheck lane at a checkpoint is about 10 minutes and under 30 minutes for non-pre-check lanes. We call those standard lanes. And we really do work very hard to try to stay within those goals.
As Americans take to the skies, they'll do so with some more protections this summer, thanks to a law recently signed by President Joe Biden. It offers protections for consumers who buy airline tickets, including ensuring that automatic refunds are issued to passengers for delayed or canceled flights. Mike McMarin, an aviation consultant and former SFO spokesperson, joined Odyssey to share more.
It's a huge deal for the consumer, and it's going to streamline the process and make it kind of one size fits all for the traveler. Whereas in the past, if you were to get a refund from an airline, you had to go to each airline individually and follow their process. And now there's a standardized process for all the airlines.
I wonder how many people will take advantage of it, because if you end up rebooking, right? I mean, you have to, if you take advantage of any of the little perks the airlines give you because of the delayed flight, you can't go back and ask for the refund, correct?
That's exactly right. Also, if you are where they ask people to give up their seat because they're overbooked, where they're, you just kind of waived your opportunity to get any type of refund. So if you play, if I'm kind of paraphrasing, we kind of play by the airline's rules, you're going to lose out on this. If you hold tight and follow what the government's put in place, then you're going to be eligible for the refund.
Do you have any sense of how many people will actually go for the refund based on past behavior?
I don't really offhand. It's going to be, I think, vary from person to person, obviously. And also, what's the situation? Is it, you know, are you delayed an hour and 1 minute, or, you know, what, I forget, I think it's 3 hours the minimum time. It's 3 hours and 1 minute, or are you delayed for half a day and your whole trip is screwed up? If that's the case, then you might be itching to get that refund. If not, you just may take a rebooking and go on to where you want to go.
Do you think this is going to have a substantial impact on the airline industry itself?
I think there might be a change in how they book their flights, not necessarily booking, but to plan their flight. Right now, San Francisco today is probably doing great on on-time arrivals and departure because the weather's nice. As you know, when the weather decreases, the ceiling decreases, the visibility decreases, the delays come in because the runways are too close together to keep the normal flow rate. But the airlines book flights for perfect weather days. We don't always have perfect weather days. So they may be more cognitive, start tipping in the pocketbook more, maybe not trying to cram as many flights as possible into one day. And that may help them, but it will also limit choices for the traveler, though.
Mike, do you see this as the beginning of more consumer protections for airline travelers?
I think this is kind of maybe the first step, and they're going to see how this plays out. There's been other steps in there as far as, you know, how long you can be pushed back from the gate and sit on the ramp waiting for it to take off, or sitting on the ramp after you've landed waiting for a gate to come free. So I think this is kind of a evolution of the whole process as things are moving around.
Viewed by many as the start to the summer travel season, Memorial Day set records with the number of travelers who took to the road and to the sky to celebrate the first long weekend of summer. In total, more than 10 million people took to the skies last weekend. And if it's a sign of the summer to come, then Americans don't seem to be bothered by inflated prices for airline tickets, food, gas, and hospitality. The TSA even broke its record for the most people screened in a single day on Friday. Close to 3 million individuals were screened at airport checkpoints nationwide. Thursday was also pretty hectic. Hectic enough to place as the third busiest day for TSA screenings ever. Friday's total screenings beat a record set last Thanksgiving weekend. To share more on the busy weekend and what it could mean for the summer to come, Anthony Nguyen, the San Francisco International Airport Duty Manager, joined Odyssey in the Bay Area.
All right, you have a lot of ears tuned into you right now. So what are some good things to remember when we're leaving? And then we'll talk about pickups. So first of all, if we're leaving, what should we remember?
Yeah, so definitely as we wrap up this holiday weekend, we're going to see an uptick in evening and overnight flights. So always check your traffic and double check with your airlines for any last minute changes. Weather reports for your destination always is a good thing to check. Also, right now I'm showing a little bit of a thunderstorm activities over on the East Coast. So always double check with the airlines to see if your flight might be affected due to weather.
All right. I know a lot of people have a smartphone and they have the airline apps. It seems like that's a really good idea, that because your airline can say, hey, it's, you know, it's running late or delayed or we've stuck you on another flight. What do you think about that? Is that helping you folks out?
Definitely. Yeah, we'll get a lot of those as well as gate changes also. So you'll get real-time information from your airlines and that will help you through your process going through security and arriving at the correct gate at the correct time for your flight.
All right. Now, looking ahead to summer travel, are we expecting big numbers like pre-pandemic numbers?
Definitely. I'm seeing some upticks in the 70s and 80s just for outbound customers, and that's getting close, if not a little bit, where we were at pre-pandemic. So, yeah, we're getting up there.
All right. Any other reminders as we head out or head in this Memorial Day? I guess we should always pack our patience.
Pack your patience, but at the same time, double check your luggage. We got a lot of families traveling and non-business travelers, so you'll get a lot of liquids and stuff inside the bags. Double check that. That will just expedite your security screening process also.
And that kicked off with the TSA thinks will be the busiest travel season ever. So if you're taking to the skies in the months ahead, remember to be prepared. Leave early, have everything you need to fly, and check ahead before you get to the airport. If you're one of the Americans who's trying to pinch pennies by hitting the road instead of getting a flight, you'll need to be prepared too. You'll probably see higher prices at the pump, as the U.S. Energy Information Administration is expecting gas prices to average nearly $4 per gallon nationally this summer. Investopedia found that adding up the cost of gas, food, and lodging, a 7-day road trip from New York to Los Angeles has increased in price from just over $1,400 to almost $1,700 from 2019 to this year. Still, that doesn't seem to be stopping a lot of people from making travel plans. It's yet another anomaly of this uncharted economy that while prices are up and Americans say they're stressed about finances, they're also splashing out on swoon-worthy vacations. We don't judge. We just report. And we know that vacations, if they're not plagued by delays and other issues, can help with stress. So we wish you safe travels. This show is produced by Joe Heedy, Christy Strouser, and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey serving the top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.